God's Helping Hand, August 29. Day by Day Religion. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son. He sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. The love of God embraces all mankind. Christ, in giving the commission to the disciples, said, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. All who are ordained unto the life of Christ are ordained to work for the salvation of their fellow men. Their hearts will throb in unison with the heart of Christ. The same longing for souls that he has felt will be manifest in them. Not all can fill the same place in the work, but there is a place and a work for all. Every gift is to be employed for the advancement of his kingdom and the glory of his name. Christ desires to use the youth in his service. He needs missionaries. The barren fields all over the world call to heaven for laborers. If the youth will give themselves to God, he will give them wisdom and knowledge, preparing them for service. If they will consecrate themselves to him, he will make them vessels unto honor, into which he can pour the precious soil of the Spirit, to be imparted to others. God's Helping Hand, this is what you may be if you will yield yourselves to his keeping. To everyone who offers himself to the Lord for service, withholding nothing, is given power for the attainment of measureless results. For these God will do great things. To young men and young women, as well as to those who are older, God will give power from above. With converted minds, converted hands, converted feet, and converted tongues, their lips touched with a living coal from the divine altar, they will go forth into the Master's service, moving steadily onward and upward, carrying the work forward to completion.